Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
All right, we saw a lot of uncertainties that we face during COVID-19 and 2020, of course, a year we all want to forget. But get this, a recent study has found that overall levels of employee engagement saw an increase.
Yes, new research recently released by Qualtrics, the leader in employee experience, and a creator of the experience management category, has revealed significant shifts to the drivers of employee engagement in Singapore in 2021.
So it's called the 2021 Singapore Employee Experience Trends Reports. Four of the top five employee engagement drivers change over the last year.
It creates a sense of belonging and continually improving ways of working, which have emerged as the top two drivers of employee engagement.
Confidence in senior leadership, by the way, that was second in last year's list, ranked third now, followed by managers' role modelling effective collaboration with other teams.
So is COVID-19 the reason behind the increased levels of employee engagement last year, and how can companies increase their employee engagement in 2021?
Let's find out more from Lauren Huntington, who is EX Solutions Strategist, Qualtrics Southeast Asia. Lauren, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for taking the time. It's finally Friday. We're all happy about that. But let's talk about Qualtrics 2021 Singapore Employee Experience Trends Report. That's a mouthful. But define employee engagement for us, if you could.
Sure thing. So employee engagement is actually quite a complex construct. So it's not just one score asking someone like myself, how are you feeling? How engaged are you? It's actually a combination of five different factors. So it's about discretionary effort. So are you going to put in the extra time and energy that your organization may require of you? It's about pride in your work and pride in your organization. It's about whether you would advocate for your organization. It's also about the feeling of accomplishment that you get from your work. And then the final thing that we look at under engagement is also your intention to stay. So do you see this as a place that's going to support you in both your short-term and your longer-term goals as an employee?
It might sound like a silly question, but I'm curious to know, what is the point of a report like this?
That's a great question. So this was actually a report that we launched several years ago. So this wasn't something specifically on the back of the pandemic. And the reason that we embarked on this, or our group of scientists embarked on this, was so that we could understand and provide to our client organizations data-driven insights that they can use to design and improve their employee experience programs. So this year specifically, we listened to 11,800 employees across 20 different countries in the world, and specifically for Singapore, that constituted about 330 employees. Particularly last year, of course, our focus shifted a bit. We wanted to understand what had changed, specifically during the experience of the pandemic, and we wanted to be able to support organizations in understanding what are the key drivers that are going to have the biggest positive impact on employees.
All right. So according to your report, there are top five drivers of employee engagement. I want to start zooming in now to the top two. First one, creating a sense of belonging and continually improving ways of working. Okay. Mm-hmm. From your analysis, why are these two the top drivers?
So, I mean, firstly, I think it's interesting to note that we've seen some real shifts. So this is the first year that we're seeing belonging really come to the top of the stack as a key driver. And this is not opinion. This is correlation with engagement outcomes. So this is a really interesting piece of data for organizations across the globe. So that finding was quite consistent in both our global findings and in our findings for Singapore specifically. Now, just to kind of take a few steps back,
sure.
We know that there's sort of been a lot of opinion circulating prior to 2020 around the importance of things like belonging around well-being. But they probably hadn't quite reached the priority list of our senior most. So there was a bit of a legacy sense that these were things that were nice to have, or things that were more important to millennials, or an HR task. Mm. But certainly now the data is bearing out that actually sense of belonging is our greatest driver of engagement against a backdrop of significant change, uncertainty, and so forth. We've also seen, so the second driver you spoke about was continuous improvement. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the drivers we've seen a fair amount of stability in, as well as things like clear direction from leadership and collaboration as well.
Lauren, I know that this was a data-based survey, but I'm curious, is it possible to extrapolate that work from home is what's prompted people to push belonging to the top of their list?
That is one of the hypotheses. Another that certainly has gained some traction within our community is around its links to psychological safety. So if we sort of look back in the history of sort of my world of IO psychology, we know that there's a lot of studies that suggest that psychological safety is a big part of what keeps us happy and what keeps us productive. Now, 2020 for many of us was a bit of a relentless onslaught on many levels. In the macro context, we had the pandemic, social change, and climate concerns. At the micro level, so in our own work context, we were, as exactly you say, adapting to these new ways of work. And for many also facing this reality of job insecurity. So our sense is that during this time, we needed more than ever for organizations and for leaders to lean in. And many did do this. They helped their people feel heard. They helped their people feel part of something bigger than themselves. And they allowed their people to present their authentic self at work. Mm. So this really helps to decrease the level of stress for starters, but has the added benefit of helping people continuously feel connected to others, which promotes that sense of psychological safety. So that's some of the theory of what we've been talking about and thinking about amongst our group of scientists here at Qualtrics.
Okay. So without a doubt, we saw an increase in employee engagement, all right? 56% from 47%. And it's easy to say that that's because of COVID. That's because of working from home. So scientists and psychologists, I assume, I am curious, are you guys worried of the potential for that to slide back when everything goes back to normal?
That's a great question. Well, one thing that's useful to do is sort of have a bit of a look back at what some of those drivers were. So, yes, potentially working from home and having that flexibility may be part of what was helping people feel more engaged during that year. However, in our experience, a number of our clients really used 2020 as a year to do a lot more listening, to embrace this holistic concept of employee experience, and managers really stepped up a lot of their activity in terms of being able to support their employees. Now, our hope is certainly that this trend will continue and that we can continue to see additional rises in that figure. So certainly while the jump that we've seen is encouraging, we also know that from a Singapore perspective, we're also lagging behind the global figure, which means that there's still more opportunity to improve. There's more opportunity to listen and, more importantly, to create a system of action to bridge the gap in those employee experiences.
Okay. That's really interesting. I can see a few really interesting dots that are getting connected here, because I'm still thinking about one of our most used phrases of 2020, which was not pandemic. It was digital transformation acceleration. And I wonder whether the fact that, you know, we've talked about work from home, but the fact that more people were in a virtual space, you know, so gone are the days where a CEO has to go and physically visit and meet members of their workforce. You can do it, you know, you can meet 100 people in one go if you want to and reach out to them with more connectivity. Does that make a difference to the figures we've seen?
Absolutely. And if you think about the five top drivers, there's some great linkages between all of these. A sense of belonging is certainly, as we say, continuing to rise to the top. And, you know, many people also hypothesize that the organizations that are able to take this digital or embrace this digital journey without losing touch with the needs of their employees are the ones that are really able to continue to drive some of those engagement outcomes that we spoke about right at the beginning. The second driver around continuously improving the way in which work gets done. We know employees at the moment can often be overwhelmed with the number of systems, tools, and platforms that they need to use. So they're looking for organizations to be committed to ways of streamlining that. and to listening to their experiences in the IT space to say, you know, what is working for them, where are their gaps, and where are their things going well in terms of the support and the systems that help them get their work done.
Lauren, I apologize for a slightly left field question, but are we seeing companies not changing? Are we seeing companies sticking to, let's call it, their old school ways in that sense?
Of course. I mean, the response to the pandemic has been a mixed bag from an organizational point of view. And certainly there's been some organizations who during that year felt that perhaps this was an opportunity to, or this was the time to push pause on their engagement programs and on their experience programs. Now, interestingly, when we have the luxury of being able to look back at some of that data and say, you know, how did those relative organizations fare? And certainly those that leaned in, that listened more, were able to drive employee outcomes exponentially more than those that felt actually we're going to put a pause on listening at the moment and wait till next year, till things stabilize to do something then. In the data bears out that that was perhaps too late.
It's interesting, though, that you flagged Singapore earlier because the data indicates that there might be a bit more work that needs to be done in terms of the longevity of this change. But I'm wondering whether, could that discrepancy be because our circuit breaker was a lot shorter and more compact than many other countries which have been stuck in these rolling lockdowns? So a lot of their employees have had a different experience.
Absolutely. And I mean, a fascinating part of having access to all of this big data is we get to break it down by different countries, by different regions, and slice and dice to see how those differences play out. And certainly we're seeing, you know, we're likely to see a big difference this year in Singapore versus in other countries that continue to struggle with some of these adaptations. And we actually have a series of webinars that we are doing across the region for those that are interested in seeing some of these differences. So we actually kick off next week talking about Greater China and Hong Kong, and then we'll be moving on right from Japan through to Indonesia during the course of the next few weeks.
Should be quite interesting.
So if anyone's interested in sort of diving into some of that detail, we certainly have more to come.
We've been speaking with Lauren Huntington, EX Solutions Strategist at Qualtrics Southeast Asia. Lauren, really appreciate your time. Take care and stay safe.
You too. Thanks so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.